Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. One more time. Y'all know what it is. Hey.
Hey.
It wasn't a perfect weekend, but it was a historic one.
Wait a minute.
They do not know what Sacktown brings. Win on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now.
Sorry, Zellis. It's one verse today. It was historic.
109 don't get you two verses?
Well, 1-1 doesn't get you
okay,
two verses.
Okay, no, it's fair. I ain't even going
if I had a De'Aaron Fox exclusive, like the Beam Edition, like, I don't know, Zell, a remix, then maybe we go two verses.
I ain't mad at it.
But, man, holy crap. What a phenomenal weekend it was for the Kings, for Kings fans most specifically. What a phenomenal weekend it was for De'Aaron Fox. We're going to break all of that down.
What else happened this week? Ain't nothing else really happened. You know what I mean? We talk. I mean, it's NBA hour. NBA four hours. You know what I mean?
I think.
Look, I was watching last night. This is a shoot. I was watching Wizards Pistons last night. I could break that down for you. Jaden Ivey played really well. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Kuzma, you know, he needs to get into the flow. I like Jalen Duren a lot. He played really well. Malcolm Brogdon was out there on the court. You know, me and Ryan were watching Pistons Wizards. We could break that down. NBA hour. You know what I mean? We could do that.
Okay. As most of you can imagine, my partner not doing the best today, but that's all right. I do think you're overreacting.
No, no, it's proper. You know, and you know I'm usually slow with this stuff, man. I don't usually go to that point, but it's over, dog.
I think you're overreacting. Thankfully, Jesse is still celebrating in South Beach, and he'll be back with us tomorrow. So Kyle Mattson's here. I'm anxious to get Kyle's thoughts on all of this as well. But it wasn't a perfect weekend. The Kings lost on Friday. The 49ers lost on Sunday. You know, we'll get to all of that, but there's no question the story of the weekend is De'Aaron Fox. The two jackasses on your screen are huddled around a phone in the freezing cold. There was a moment in the third quarter. Kenny and I are out at, actually, I take that back. The three jackasses on your screen are huddled around a phone. And there was a moment where I was debating, because Kenny and I are at the rail yards for Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm.
Spectators. And there was a moment where I was like, do we go to the Coleman One Center?
I was thinking,
I know who I can call, because the door is going to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
I know who to call.
Mm-hmm.
Should we bolt and get to the arena? Now, we had some people, but I didn't really want to do that. But it did cross my mind when it was apparent what was happening was different.
Yeah.
De'Aaron was shooting at an incredible clip. And we just were like, oh, okay. We're watching. It's like, oh, De'Aaron's got 40-something. Well, oh, my God, De'Aaron's got 50.
Well, hold on. Rewind that a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're still out at the rail yards.
Right, yeah.
Freezing cold.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was Kyle or you. Somebody pulled up the score and, like, Kings are down 20.
They're down 20.
I said, what the hell is going on?
Yep.
I said, this is ridiculous.
True
down
story.
20, all this other nonsense.
Kings are down 20. We've got to go get our people their wristbands for no reason. There was no reason to do any of this, but it's what we were doing. So we take the true head of the table with us to go get everybody's wristband. This is the God's honest truth. From the walk to where Kenny was to the table and back, I get back. I'm like, Casey, Kings are down 2.
I said, wait, what? They were just down 20.
The Kings are down 2.
So, and then there was more. I was like, well, damn, that's crazy. They came back. And he goes, De'Aaron has 43.
Yeah.
I said, wait, what?
Yeah. So what? It's at that point we go, KC gets the game pulled up on his phone. My stupid ass gets the Tyson
fight
pulled up on his phone. And what was crazy too is, and I guess what a draw a Mike Tyson fight,
bro,
still is.
They did crazy numbers. Did, like, you see the numbers?
Well, no, I didn't see the numbers. All I was talking about were the people who were there.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about the Tyson fight.
Yes. And I look,
there were
also
people trying to make wagers with you about the Tyson fight.
And look, I tried to pull it up on my phone, but many people were already on Netflix on my account, including my daughter. She was watching Sing, so I couldn't watch the fight. That's why Damian pulled it up on his. But no, we had three screens. We had two for the fight, one for the Kings game, all going on back in the VIP area.
VIP. Whatever.
The drinks were free, so.
Well, and in the end, that's all that matters. Kyle Madsen's walking around with a 6-foot joint.
No, that's a shoot.
Okay. That's, I don't know if we need to do it.
Were you or were you not walking around with a joint that was 6 feet tall?
It was not 6 feet tall.
Okay. What was it? 5'10"? 5'10"?
There was a company there that distributes products.
Yep.
Legally.
Of course.
And they said, if you scan this barcode, we'll give you some socks.
Yep.
And I said, that's great. I would love some socks. Give me some socks.
Of course.
The guy said, here you go. So I get signed up and the guy
socks
goes,
socks isn't code word for anything.
He's no, it's just socks. Literally, I'm talking about like socks.
Yeah.
And then the man says, here, take this. If you smack somebody with it, or if you blow it up and smack somebody with it, we'll give you a free something. I forget. Oh, it's a lighter. We'll give you a free lighter. And I was like, that's easy. That's light work. Let's go.
So mind you, from that point to the point that you'll get to in a minute, every few seconds I'm turning around and there's Kyle.
Don't do it. Don't do it on camera.
I'm not new here.
Okay, good.
Trying to inflate this 6-foot joint. And I look over at him, and he just looks over and smiles like, are you okay? Yep,
vibes are
I got
up,
it. Vibes are up. I was stunned to learn Kyle didn't consume any of the product that night.
I did not.
I was certain Kyle was on cloud nine.
Nope.
He was not. He just had a 6-foot joint that he was walking around
with. The vibes are just up.
And then what happened?
I walked up, and I smacked Kenny with it.
Yeah. And he won his reward.
But the great part is Kyle does this like intro. This is Kyle Madsen, ESPN 1320, like it's Jackass or something. And this is for Weed Maps. I'm going to go smack Kenny Caraway with this 6 foot joint.
And it happened.
And the way he led up to it, I thought he was going to smack the hell out of you with the joint.
Well, I didn't think it was. You know when you go to throw like a paper towel and the paper towel like catches on you and it just kind of floats down.
Yep.
It doesn't.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened with this 5 foot nine ish inch joint.
Then I got smacked on the shoulder. I said, "What the hell is? Oh, Kyle."
Now all of
and
this,
Kyle's just there smiling.
Yeah, just having the time of his life.
I was having a good time.
It was a great time out at the rail yards, and all of the time the Kings are getting their ass kicked by the Timberwolves, so who cares?
Bruh.
And then all of a sudden, like, hey, it's a 2 point game. Oh, something is happening down the street. We need to turn this on.
Man, and it was box office from that point. Fox was hitting everything, it felt like, in that fourth quarter and in overtime, man.
The worst part was I think Kimberly, someone put the fight on their phone and then, like, rigged it to where it was like on this fence, so it was like a 6-inch television that people were gathering around to watch.
Just random guys coming around here watching the fight.
So my phone now is clear, and we've got the game on. The problem is when you're streaming when you're streaming, it's behind.
Mm.
And Apple's new sports app is fantastic because it's like quick, and we come out and I look at this. I see something happen on my phone, like at the score change. And I look at the screen and I'm like, oh, De'Aaron about to hit a three. And this play happens, kicked out. De'Aaron hit a three. KC looks at me like, yo, let's go. Oh, yeah. Okay. The bad part of that was I saw it unravel at the end. And I saw it on my phone before I saw it actually happen.
Mm.
Like, oh.
The Ant-Man 3 is what
we
saw.
We lost it. That's what
you
it
saw
was.
Saw that, and I said, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I don't like that look from D'Lo. And I go back to my phone, and Ant-Man hits this sideways falling into the first row three over Sabonis. And I said,
I didn't even know you saw that. I thought Kyle's homie was the only one who saw me because I was like, oh, I rolled my eyes, and he looked at me, and I showed him the phone, and he goes, oh.
You also made like a, oh.
Well.
But
that could have been for a variety of reasons that night.
The thing about it was he goes for 60, they lose, which was like a little like that was tough, right? Because you want to celebrate the 60, but the loss, and then when you really think about it, it's like that was an NBA Cup loss. I predicted him to get back, you know, so it's like, oh man. And then you've got Saturday throughout the day where, oh, Sabonis is out. DeMar won't be back. Malik won't be. They've recalled Orlando Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like who they're going out with. I know they're going up against the Jazz.
Well, the starting lineup came out.
Oh, man. I said, I know they're going up against the Jazz, but damn.
Why is. Never mind. I don't know. I'm just a lowly peasant. I don't get it sometimes.
And I'm
Alex Lynn played 9 minutes in a game that went to overtime.
It was minus 14 or something, too, if you like that stat. But I'm sitting up there on set. I'm like, man, he going. Like, there's. First of all, I never thought De'Aaron Fox would ever score 60 in a game, right? So to be like, oh, man, all these people are out, and he's probably going to have like 35, 40 again. Like, De'Aaron is that dude, but that's not what he does. He doesn't score like that. First half happens, and he's just not missing nothing. Yeah, like 28. What do you have, 28 in the first half?
Well, on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah.
I said, this dude might go for 40, 45 again. And I was like, that's what it might take for them to win this game. And sure enough, 49 on the night.
I took a quick trip to Vegas, and it was pretty crazy.
That?
Stop it.
Who
it was pretty crazy to watch those two games back-to-back like that because you're – you know, you could skip through dead time, hitting the plus 15. I'm doing it on the iPad and all of that. Mm. And it's just it's like a De'Aaron Fox highlight reel.
Mm.
It's just, well, there's some Ant-Man mixed in there, too. But it's just nonstop buckets from De'Aaron Fox. A really historic weekend from a player that I said something to Jake Gaden last night. I said it on social media as well. And I'll say it here on the radio because I believe it to be 100% true. We'll continue to talk about De'Aaron Fox and what things look like moving forward because they play again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They play an Atlanta team that I hate but can score points.
They can.
So we'll talk about that. We're thrilled that you're here with us. There is so much to dive into.
So much basketball to talk about.
Well, yeah. Maybe a few other things as well. We got the purveyor of Niners Wire here who can help us navigate some of that. Stephen KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
A couple of things here before we continue to marvel at De'Aaron Fox. Happy birthday to the first team.
Yes, sir, my beautiful baby boy, Reese. Happy birthday, man. Happy 12th birthday to the young goat, man. That's my boy right there.
And let's take it up a little bit further. Didn't even know they shared a birthday. Happy birthday, 21st birthday.
What's on it popping?
To my nephew, Zach.
Oh, it's on it popping. Let's go. Man,
happy birthday to our family right there.
Yeah, man.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
November 18th. Good day. Good day.
Yes, indeed. It was a good weekend, too. Won't spend like too much time on this, but I got a chance to see Adele this weekend.
Well, that's rich.
So I got a chance to see Adele this weekend, and like the show is phenomenal, obviously. Like, it's incredible, her voice. So there, she's very, very funny, like very funny. She'll like sing and then stop for a second and like talk to the audience, and when she talks to the audience, she's very, very funny. But I found this, like, she has such like an incredible voice that I don't know who to, like, Beyonce didn't do this. Mm. When she first came out, she starts with hello. And like her voice can induce tears from me. Like I felt my eyes watering up the second. I didn't even know what she was saying. I'm just like, oh my God, that's like breathtaking. Uh-huh. It's incredible. And then she stops and she talks. And again, she's very funny. She'll make you laugh. And because of her accent, when she cusses, it's 10 times funnier because of her accent. But then she starts singing again. And I have the same reaction. Like, she has, she might have the most incredible voice ever.
Mm.
Like, it is stunning. And that show was so much more elaborate than I expected. There was fire and rain and like things floating and falling from the sky. Like, it was absolutely phenomenal.
And she's taking time away.
She's insinuating she's done. But like her thing is like, I'm taking a break, but it's going to be a very, very, very long break.
I can get married, have some more kids, all this other stuff. Could be a mom. Yeah.
Could be. She was showing off a ring. She didn't say rich by name, which I thought was kind of funny, but she did talk about her fiance and, oh, look, we're getting married. And, you know, her ring covers her entire finger like it's right. crazy. Looked like that ring. Bonte got his fiance.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
God, man.
That's next level. That's next level.
Man.
Ooh.
But yeah, incredible. Like just absolutely an experience I'll never forget.
Adele has one of those. Oh, here we go. Adele has one of those voices that you feel like she doesn't need a microphone.
Yeah.
Like just get rid of the speakers and the mic. Yep. She's got this.
Yeah.
Just powerful.
She's incredible.
Yeah. Just powerful.
Voice. Absolutely incredible. Mm. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, could Natasha's right. D'Lo feeling hella emotional, laughing and crying the whole show. Now, to be clear, I wasn't crying. I said it. It induces like are my eyes like what is happening?
Why is that what's that right endorphins? Now? Is that what that it, then? It
I think endorphins are happiness. Happiness, isn't it?
I thought it was just an emotion, but maybe it is happiness. I don't know.
Kyle, you went to Sac State. Are endorphins an emotion?
Is it just happiness though?
No, that's Jesse's favorite football team.
Well,
those are the Dolphins.
The Miami Endorphins.
Okay.
No, endorphins are like a. I don't know. Are you thinking of serotonin?
No, it might just be like when you're happy, like you release like
endorphins.
You release endorphins.
Endorphin. Well, that's the AI response. neurotransmitters released by the pituitary gland, and I don't know what that word is in the brain.
Can you say pituitary on the radio?
I think so. I don't know that I can say the other word. Well, they happen during sex, so the body releases endorphins when you do pleasurable activities, such as eating, exercise, and sex. So I don't know what that has to do with Adele's voice, but it's
well,
fine.
Well, she said happiness. She well, said maybe that's
what,
well,
maybe that's what it was. Maybe Casey is in fact right. Adele releases endorphins. And De'Aaron Fox's performance over the weekend.
Oh, man. Come on now.
Good segue.
Endorphins. Thank you. It's not going to be as good as this one because it's clear De'Aaron Fox has been over to MapTrition.
Hey.
He's been over to train with map.fit/ESPN1320. You should head over there right now as well. Make your plans to get in shape. Don't wait for the new year. Start working on your health and fitness right now. This isn't about being buff. This isn't about a six-pack. This is about being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320 can help you with that, whether it's a free nutritionist consultation or if you're a little bit more advanced and you want to use the macro calculator, you could do that as well. And if you want to take some of the supplements that I take, they are all there for you. BCAA, strength enhancers, fat burners, cravings crushers, they are all there for you at trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320.
Here we go.
I'm not sure that De'Aaron Fox knows how good he is. And I've wondered that. Like, I know De'Aaron hit us with the line that I always knew I was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he hit the, you know, the famous Chicago shot that I'm effing nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that De'Aaron doesn't think he's a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
De'Aaron has the potential, like De'Aaron to me is a Devin Booker level scorer. Like he is a guy who can take over a game at any point. De'Aaron to me could easily average 30 plus points per game, and I'm trying not to overreact and say he could average 34 to 35 points per game. That's how good I think De'Aaron is. Did I think he was going to drop 60? No. Like, I've never thought, like I would like you said to start this show, I never thought De'Aaron was going to drop 60 because I never thought that was in his mindset to drop 60. And I don't know that I'm alone in this thinking. I don't know that De'Aaron recognizes how truly great at basketball he is.
He could. I would love to talk to him and figure it out because along the lines of what you're talking about, I agree with everything you said about what he can do on the offensive end. I've said for a long time, I look at Ja Morant. They always compare those two. And I get the comparisons. They're fast guards, around the same age. I think De'Aaron might be a year or two older.
Mm-hmm.
But these fast, explosive guards, and they're always comparing the two. And to me, the difference between the two a lot of the times is Ja, the only thing that Ja really has on him is he is relentlessly attacking on the offensive end, like all the time. He will do whatever. He'll try to dunk on you. He will. He don't really care how many times in a row he shot. He'll shoot another seven times. And I admire that from him. I like that about his game. And I always felt that that's the difference between the two, or that's the thing that Ja has over Fox, is just his relentlessness. If Fox ever had that, I think he would do the same, if not more, than what Ja does, because I think he's a little bit more of a talented all-around player than Ja Morant. And over the weekend, it felt like we got a look at what that would look like if he said,
"Yeah,
hey, I'm just going to be unbelievably aggressive on the offensive end." And it doesn't even have to be wild, like trying to dunk, but he was like, "I'm getting into the paint. I'm going to do my fall away. I'm going to pull up and shoot these threes," or whatever. Like, he, to your point, is a guy that if he really wanted to, he could average 30 points a game. I do believe that.
There's one play that stands out, and you're better at this, like working off of memory, and I didn't take this note, but it was the Jazz game, and Jordan had just hit a three that I think put the score to 97-90. Mm-hmm. I think that was the score. De'Aaron brings the ball up with no sense of urgency whatsoever. Hmm. He brings the ball up, and you could see him kind of surveying everything. And he makes this move that it's slow. Like, he's not utilizing. He's not doing anything. All he's doing is, like, looking for space. Mm-hmm. And it's a mid-range shot. And he finds it, and he just shoots it. It looked as, like, effortless as of a play I've ever seen on the basketball floor before. Mm. And I watched that play, like, three times. And I swear to you, at the end of it, because the camera moves, he does it again. It's 97-90. He hits the two, goes to 97-92. He hits just this shot, just whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he looks at Mike or he's looking at Malik or somebody. He goes, "I got it." he's literally like, "I got." They're down five now.
Yeah.
"I got it."
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. It, of course, at this point, I've already seen I know the outcome. I'm like, this is different.
Yeah.
This is an entirely different version of De'Aaron Fox that we've ever seen. I thought we saw a different De'Aaron Fox against the Warriors in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What we saw this weekend was like something we didn't even see then.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not outrageous to think De'Aaron might have to go for 40 tonight. And we'll get to all of that. But that was a different level of attack. That was a different level of confidence. That was a different level of play that I think we've ever seen from De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah,
that was a different mindset than I think we've ever seen from De'Aaron Fox.
I hadn't seen that before, and maybe it just it's magnified because it was in back to back games and the scoring numbers were so high. But I had never seen that from him. How about, we talk about things we've never seen before? How about the play where he lost the shoe?
Well,
I never seen that before in my life. He lost the shoe, got it back on while leading the break, and then scored.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
What? I ain't never seen that before. The game before, Julius Randle loses his shoe and is out of the play gone. for nine minutes. Just out of the play.
Julius Randle, out, shoe.
And this dude loses a shoe while getting a steal and leads a fast break and scores.
If Steph and Under Armour don't make that a commercial, they failed. They have absolutely failed. That needs to be a commercial.
Nah, man, that was phenomenal. He is just, I've always looked at his game, and like you mentioned, it just
De'Aaron
looks like
Fox, player of the week.
There we go.
Well, let's bring this full circle. De'Aaron Fox and Franz Wagner, player of the week.
Franz went off on one of those games.
He did. Like, don't you wish the Kings had drafted him?
Yeah, well, if only they would have drafted him.
If only they would have drafted Franz Wagner.
What did he average for the week, De'Aaron?
De'Aaron.
Let me guess. I hadn't seen this. He averaged 39.
40.5. averaged 40.5, 7.3 assists, 57% from the field.
Oh, my goodness.
Franz averaged 30.7. His team went 3-0 during the week. 7.3 rebounds, 5.7 assists.
That was three or four games.
De'Aaron or Franz?
De'Aaron.
De'Aaron, 2-2. San Antonio.
Yeah, four games.
Phoenix.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bro, that's Jake, crazy. It averaged 40 over four games.
Yeah, Jake and Brandon were recapping it last night during the segment on
probably
CBS.
Probably cursed me out under
well,
his breath.
He might, well, he didn't curse you out under. He said, hey, hey, this is just D-Lo. Don't turn into KC. He sucks. He keeps telling me, oh, can't do the show. Oh, son's having a birthday.
Love you, Jake. My bad.
No, we definitely missed you last night. But I was like, oh, the San Antonio game was this week.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Then you had the Phoenix game, which, and I tried, I pointed this out because we talked about it. Look, 60 is going to drown everything. Mm-hmm. 49 and a win with Domas and no one, like, that's huge. And 29 and 10 against a team who, at the time, had only lost twice. Mm-hmm. One of those two losses was already to you.
Yeah.
Like, that performance on Wednesday was massive, and he just took it to another level.
Man, what a special week. I was trying to think back to, you know, these different times in Kings history, and I know they kept talking about Boogie had 56. At one point, that was a Sacramento record. And he had – I think he – well, Big O had 107 for the two games. I think DeMarcus might have been on that list a couple times. Or like,
but those are two games, not back-to-back nights.
That's true, too. But I was just trying to think. I felt like maybe Kevin Martin had done something crazy. Obviously not to the degree of Fox because he's got the franchise record. I was like, I can't remember two back-to-back games like this ever from a Kings player. And once again, I could be wrong, obviously not the record, but maybe Kevin Martin had back-to-back 40s or something. I don't know. But I'm sitting there on Saturday when he has like 45. I'm like, we've never seen this as Kings fans before. We've never seen this. We've never seen a guy lose his mind in back-to-back games the way De'Aaron Fox did.
Yeah.
And – It was special to see, and no disrespect to Boogie because Boogie is ours. That's our dude.
Yep.
But Fox, I mean, you know how we feel about Five. I mean, the guy is he's grown up. He was 19 years old coming here. He's been here now 8 years. We've seen him go from this young rookie to a father, to a husband, to an all-star, to the franchise. Like it,
he
De'Aaron Fox hits a little different here in Sacramento.
When that next contract is signed, he's going to be the one.
Yes.
It's not going to be Chris, or he might be the one now, but he'll be solidified as the one in the Sacramento era.
I got him at two right now. I got Chris ahead of him. You can make the argument for Mitch, but it's just clear to me. Number one, just the longevity of the career that he's going to have. Like, he's going to be here, you know, longer than anybody that's ever played in Sacramento. And then you look at the record, he's going to have all the records.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have all the records. He's going to have the assists. He's going to have the points. He's going to have the steals. He's going to have whatever else you want to talk about.
Yeah.
He's going to have
Thompson's games played record.
Well, I think I heard James talk about it. I think it's going to happen this year.
Thank God.
Yeah. I forgot
that's
exactly
really embarrassing.
How I said it. We can ask James when he comes through at three, but that's gonna happen this year. So he's gonna own the Sacramento record books, and I'm with you. He's gonna be the greatest Sacramento King of all time. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, and people are like, "Nah, he hasn't won." Man, he's gonna be the greatest Sacramento King of all time. And this weekend was one of the greatest we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I ain't no one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
He broke your boy Jack Timon's record.
Okay.
That's your boy Jack Timon.
Jack Timon played on those teams we were talking about on Friday.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
The OG teams.
Yeah. With Jack and John and George, I think, were their names.
Yeah. Those were the only three names back then, by the way.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Right.
Kevin Martin had 33 and 31 back-to-back nights, January 29th and 30th, 2010. 101-94 loss at Utah, then 103-96 against the Charlotte Bobcats. That's the most
definitely
like
thinking about that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I made it up. I guess I just made it up.
Well, that's we do that every once in a while on this show. Anybody tap into the Ravens Bills game that didn't take place this weekend? Oh man, I actually can't wait to talk about that. I cannot wait to not the Ravens game and the Bills game because I think we saw a moment. I think we saw a moment yesterday.
I ain't mad at that.
Hell of a moment too, but I think we might have seen one of them moments. People in the chat, dealing with Casey, we've been kind of alluding to this for a little bit. I'm sure everyone is aware of it. Damar's out again tonight.
Yeah.
Malik is still out. Domas is doubtful. We'll monitor that throughout the day. I don't think he's officially been ruled out. They're battling, you know, some injury issues right now during this early stretch of the season. I think there are some other things outside of De'Aaron Fox that we could talk about coming up here in a couple of minutes. But the idea that De'Aaron might have to go for 40 again isn't outrageous. You'd like for him not to because you want some of Kevin's shots to fall early. You want Keegan perhaps to approach the game a little bit differently. And I know that's going to be a big talking point here today, too, especially since it appears we're going to scrap that 49er segment. But
get it out of here.
He might have to have another one of those nights. And I mean, honestly, it could be done against Atlanta.
It can be. I mean,
get that man in the cold tub and a Norma tech and go do it again.
I told Rese on Twitter, I said, get the Epsom salt ready. Little did I know it's Epsom salt. Is that true? Somebody was like, no, you spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was Epsom salt. I thought it was with an N this whole time. I thought it was N. Because I remember I used to have a carton of it, and I felt like it was maybe this was the off brand. I had a carton of it when I was a kid, and I thought it was with the N, but I could be wrong. Obviously, I was wrong.
Was it when you were 7?
No, I was a little older than 7, maybe about 14, 15.
Well, he's got Doug. Doug takes this, and this was fascinating because I don't understand it. Doug has the seaweed bath.
Oh.
So maybe he'll take a seaweed bath.
Something.
I don't know.
Get something ready for him. Hopefully they add something ready for him on Sunday.
Katrina said Epson is a printer.
No, Epson is a printer. And it was I-N, not O-N is what I was thinking, not O-N.
Oh, you definitely had some off-brand stuff. Wasn't really salt. It was like sand or something. Sand mixed with sugar. Sand. Here, put that in your bath, pal. Keep it moving.
Sand. Yeah, man. But, he get him ready. Get him ready, man.
Oh, man.
Get him ready for tonight.
Epsom salt. That's what Mitch in New Jersey calls it.
Well, that's Epsom salt.
I heard him today. He was making sure he said Kyler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't even need to talk about the Cardinals. He just wanted to throw that in there.
No, he wanted to prove that he knew Kyler Murray's name. Instead of Kyle Murphy or whoever it was.
Kyle Murphy.
Whoever it was last week.
Oh, man. Shout out, Mitch, man. But, yeah, get him ready, man. Because and the decision, I think, I don't know if this is accurate, but I think the decision not to play these guys makes sense. You've got almost a week off. No need to rush them back or throw them out in one game when you could just give them a full. I mean, at this point.
Yeah, this is their last game till Friday tonight.
At this point, DeMar would have like 9-10 days off. Sabonis would have almost a week off.
Yeah.
Like, no need to play. I know. I hate saying that because every game does matter. And you want to win and you don't want to, you're not trying to lose or just throw away a game. But. Why bring them back for one game when they're going to be off for another 4 or 5 days? Let them get this, whatever was ailing them not to play on Saturday, let them make sure that's okay, and hopefully we see them back on Friday. The quiet is kept. Saturday, we marvel in what he was able to do on the court and De'Aaron winning the game. I don't know. I felt they needed that game. I was like, we need to win this game.
Saturday? Yeah. Absolutely.
We need to win this game. And
absolutely.
It was looking bleak late in that game.
It wasn't
and I
ain't, good.
I ain't talking Memphis. It was looking bleak.
It was not good. No, I absolutely thought they needed to win that game. The tough part about that one for me was I was trying to be really engaged with where I was in present. But I told you the way that Apple, the way that app works is like if you favorite a team, the score, it stays on your screen with the clock, even when it's locked.
Damn.
Yeah. So you can, you don't have to, you just can, you can passively look down and see it. Well, I'm at the show while that game is taking place. And there gets to a point where it's like, all right, this is a little tense. I'm going to open the app, go to the play-by-play so I can see what's going on. When De'Aaron went to the foul line and the Kings were up three in the final seconds and I'm staring at my phone and the score is not changing, I was baffled. And then I hit that play-by-play button. It's like, yeah, De'Aaron Fox misses one of two. De'Aaron Fox misses two of two.
Oh, man. Jeez.
And Sal's right. Now D'Lo's in tears watching the Kings game while Adele is singing. I went from crying at Adele's voice to crying at missed free throws. Because I just kept thinking the next time I'm going to look down at this phone, it's going to be tied.
Man.
And thankfully, that wasn't the case.
That was stressful. That was stressful for sure. De'Aaron Fox.
And I love that, according to De'Aaron, Malik and I don't remember who else, but obviously it was definitely Malik, was killing him for missing the free throws, missing five free throws, and missing out on 50.
Yeah, 50 right there. De'Aaron Fox, I don't know. I'm sure it has. I shouldn't say that, but this is one of the few times. 19 free throw attempts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
19. Look. Even when he scored 60, he only had 11 free throw attempts.
Oh, he was 10 of 11 in that one.
Yeah, never going to the line, feels like. He ain't never gone to the line 19 times, man. But just an epic, epic weekend from De'Aaron.
Those are Austin Reeves numbers, getting to the line that many times. Does De'Aaron think he's Austin Reeves all of a sudden?
So as I get caught up starting five, I was watching last night, and I don't know if you remember during one of the games against the Nuggets, LeBron, they start losing the lead, and Austin Reeves attacks the basket, loses the ball, and LeBron looks at the bench. I'm wide open. It's like, get Austin Reeves out of here.
We'll come back. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings. We need to talk. I guess we don't have to start. So we don't have to talk about other things other than De'Aaron. We can continue to marvel at his greatness from the weekend. But I think we should.
When we come back, you missed one of the worst performances of all time.
For Mike Brown? No, I didn't. That was tough.
Wait a minute.
That was tough.
Wow.
That was tough.
Wow.
We'll talk some of the shortcomings from the weekend. How about that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.